going pretty good. Besides my biology, biology is not going too hot for me.
It gets tougher going from high school to college into some of those classes, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
You'll pick it up. You know you'll pick. You have to pick it up or else, right?
Yeah, that is true. No, everything's going good. I'm not struggling too hard.
Just a little different, out on your own a little bit more, once again with college and everything, with academics and athletics, and of course with Doan softball. I know you were telling me that unfortunately the fall didn't go as expected, with Mother Nature not giving you a lot of time to really play any games, did they?
No, we were supposed to play Hastings, and we never ended up playing Hastings. That game got completely canceled. We tried postponing it, tried pushing it back, tried doing a lot of things to get that game, but we never got to it. Yeah, a lot of the games got rained out. The only one we ended up playing was Iowa Western, and that game went pretty good.
Position-wise, where do they have you at in the fall?
Oh, boy, I'm everywhere. I'm all across the field. they played me at middle infield because that's where I told them mainly is where I played, but then they ended up putting me in outfield and even over at third base.
Was that a first time ever at third?
Yeah, that was my first time ever playing at third base.
So you had to be ready to take those hot shots off the bat in a quick way, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying at first, but I got the hang of it. It went pretty well.
Are you telling the coaches, don't put me a catcher? Just don't. Or have you caught in the past? Maybe you have.
No, I have never caught.
So maybe that might not happen. Or pitch. I mean, maybe you've pitched in the past. Have you ever done that?
I have pitched, but I don't know. That didn't end up going so well for me. That's why we stuck to middle infield.
Well, that and an outfielder with your speed and everything, that's what coaches love as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So you guys are done with the fall. I take it now it's just conditioning, or have you been trying to get outdoors when the weather's nice and still get some practice time in?
Yeah, so we ended our fall season about 2 weeks ago, and we've had just some downtime, and today we're having our first team meeting back at it. And next week we'll really start kicking it hard with winter conditioning and all that. And, yeah, try and get out on the field if we can, if the weather allows us.
Do they have some pretty good indoor facilities that the baseball and softball teams can practice indoors over the next couple of months?
Yeah, we're trying to get in with the head baseball coach because mainly it's just their indoor facility. So we're trying to utilize their indoor facility because we don't really have much of one.
You've had a chance to, of course, get to know your team a little bit more. What do you think about this team when it comes to springtime? Feel like it's going to be a team that, you know, can produce a lot of runs offensively? How about your pitching staff? Feel like you got some pretty good pitchers with this bunch this year?
Oh, yeah. We got some really good pitchers. Like, my Tiger Mom Faith, she's a great pitcher. Our pitchers are pretty backed up. Like, we have a ton of pitchers. We are locked and loaded and ready to go from our pitching standpoint. Our hitting, we could do a little better on our hitting, but I mean, we're doing pretty good and we're all clicking together and really coming together as a team. So I'm really excited to see like what spring comes, like what's going to come with spring, I guess. Like,
were there a lot of kids back once again, a lot of returning starters back for Doan softball this year?
Yeah, there was quite a few returners, a lot of returners actually. So I think we're pretty good there.
Well, at least, you know, you don't have a, you know, you'd like to step in right away and play. That you don't want to set the bench, heck no, but at least, you know, you've got some upperclassmen that will kind of teach you the ropes a little bit of what college softball is all about.
Yeah, for sure. They've been teaching me a lot more. It's a lot to get used to. It's definitely way different.
Just think, at this time, you would be getting ready for a little basketball season. It could be kind of weird not having to get ready and train for that now.
I know. It is really weird. It's really weird. I really miss playing basketball. I miss playing with my team, all that. I even miss, like, my high school fall team, like, during softball. different.
I don't know if intramurals down there don't, if you can play basketball, are you allowed to play basketball, even with being a softball athlete? I'm not for sure if that's the case.
I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to play, like, because I might get injured and it might jeopardize something, but I have no idea.
Well, I know the winter months can be long, as you well know, but hopefully you'll get back in the swing of things here in a couple of months, and hey, you'll probably pushing snow off the softball field before you know it, and I think your first games are probably in February or early March, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's February, maybe.
Do you guys have a spring trip planned someplace?
Yes, I'm very excited. We're going to Texas and Arizona.
So someplace at the time, it'll be probably a lot warmer than here, right?
Yes, it definitely will be, for sure.
Is it a little different not having your little brothers around?
Yes, it is. It's so different.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
So Jared, I can go up and see anytime, but we hardly see each other. He's in Lincoln.
Yeah, times have changed when you get to college and everything, but have you been able to get back home anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm going home next weekend for deer season.
Ah, somebody's still in the mood getting ready for deer hunting season, right?
Yep, of course. I can't miss that.
I'm sure there's some places, locations back down your way than eastern Nebraska that probably you've probably seen a few big buck around there, haven't you?
Deer just walking around on campus. Like, I'll walk to my 8 a.m. class, and I've seen deer before just in the trees.
You wish they'd just stand around and just stare at you back here at home when you really need it, right?
Yeah, no kidding.